So now we have car cues. When you go like this, that means I'm supposed to stop the tape. Okay.
You know, I had a bad crop of potatoes. I had to dig them all up. So you don't know where your potatoes are?
I planted them there in the garden somewhere. And I looked at them at one point, and they were small, so I just put them back in the ground, you know, hoping that they would get bigger. And that was a few months ago, so we'll see if they're still there.
But how could, that's the same thing with me. How can the collard greens still grow?
Collard greens grow under all kinds of weather conditions. They usually, the first couple good frosts, they'll usually go, but they're pretty hardy. They ain't last.
Mine are still going. Are yours?
I see where I picked up the top of one of them.
Yep.
And it's growing back.
Yep.
My wife noticed the other day, she said, the collard greens are growing back again. That's because it's been warm, you know, and
that's
it's been raining. So.
Yep. It's so, the pneumonia weather.
So maybe if we have some fairly warm weather the next 3 weeks or so, maybe I'll have another pot of collard greens.
I'll tell you, our collard greens are really tall, and we just break a little bit off.
Good.
And it's just wonderful.
I'll come over your house and get some.
you know.
Better than going to the store and buying some.
You ain't coming over to my house. You know what you are?
What?
You're dangerous.
I'm dangerous. So I'm not allowed in your neighborhood? Is that what that means? I'm dangerous and I'm not allowed in Manchester?
Yeah, that's what Michael Jackson said.
I'm dangerous. Okay.
Now see,
you have this.
Where is he? He doesn't make music anymore.
Michael Jackson does make music.
Well, I want to hear it. Where can I find it?
He's had music out for the past 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but where is it?
You're going to get it like on on the internet and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. Let's listen to this for a minute. The way she moved, her hair, her face, her eyes, divinity in motion. As she stalked the room, I could feel the aura of her presence.
So, I have a question for you. What is your fascination with Michael Jackson?
It's not my fascination. My kids discovered him.
Your kids love Michael Jackson?
You just love. They want to dance all the time. They want to sing all the time. You know, they're quite aware of his problems.
Well,
you know, so they're not blind to that. But they just loved it. You know, everything's new when it comes to YouTube, like the Little Rascals and the Three Stooges and the Dead End Kids.
Yeah. Dead End Kids is older than you and I. You know, that's the funny part about it. You know, Dead End Kids, the Little Rascals.
Yeah,
especially those two. They're older than both of us. Man.
You Google that. Google that there, our listening audience, the Dead End Kids. At the end of it, Satch used to sing. No, they all used to sing at the end of every show. They go, "If I had the wings of an angel, I'd fly these prison walls."
Yep.
And they went crazy.
But those were originally done like back in the 30s.
Yeah, that was done in the 30s. That was,
you know,
anti-gangster stuff.
Yeah. But you know, it's colder. It's all good. So the subject this week.
It's
shoes. Shoes is all over the news.
Yeah, but do you have any shoe music?
We could do a soft shoe. You know, put the tape recorder on the ground and kind of like do a soft shoe.
Okay,
I think this
is about shoes.
You know, but you know, the shoe thing. And you know, folks, this is not a music show. First of all, we like Michael Jackson and some of these other things.
Dangerous.
Which way are you going today?
I don't know. We can't eat breakfast at I mean, we can because it's a delicious breakfast. But we can't tape while we're in the sandwich shop. It's the cheapest breakfast.
We can't tape while we're in there?
Because they have the hum from the vent. So where can we go?
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. Yes, when I played it back, you couldn't hear nothing. Yeah, the shoe thing, it was really interesting after all these years.
Well, we're going to go then because I'm broke today.
Okay, well, that okay. Well, we're going to go somewhere.
Rebecca, you don't hear this.
Okay, so Ritter's is too expensive. They want $8 for the same breakfast.
All right.
So where else?
Well, we could have went to that place and we can go to the restaurant in Homewood.
In Homewood?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all the way over here. Oh, look at that
right. Make it right.
Is this for Homewood? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to Homewood.
What's
so,
it
it's really interesting.
That's a good place to eat.
After all these years, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like the shoe thing happens with Bush, and all people could do, because I love humor.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's one of the ways that truth enters into people's hearts. All people could do is joke around about it, but, you know, the person, if you had listened to him, he was saying, you know, this is for the orphans and the children. And
right.
For the mother. Oh, it just went on and on and on.
Well, in Islamic culture, or in that culture, that part of the world, if you call someone a dog, that's already pretty bad. You know, if you call somebody a dog, but when you take your shoes off or show them the soles of your shoes or something, that's even a worse insult. You know. But, you know, going back to the whole shoe thing about taking off the shoes, you know, I was relating in a couple of emails I sent out about how when we were younger, and you and I have both experienced this, when mama would take that shoe off.
That's right.
And sometimes she would throw it at you. You know, I remember my mom throwing shoes at me on several occasions. And on several occasions, she even took that shoe off and maybe gave me a whooping with it.
No. My mom was hitting me with an old dry fish. She said, if you don't shut up, I'm going to give you a bacala.
See, the only thing hit you with a bacala.
Yeah, it's an old dry fish.
Yeah, I know, salt fish.
Grab the tail and smack the hell out of the Italian kid. But my mother never did that. But anyways, my father did that. Anyway, but remember with Khrushchev?
Right.
He took a shoe off and he was beating on the table. He goes, we will bury you.
Yeah. Yeah, but the whole shoe, I mean, it was kind of comical, like watching it, but if you really listen to what the gentleman was saying, you know, there is no untruths or any of that. Nothing was not true about what he is
very, very angry about the war, and then protests happened all over the Arab world about, you know, showing. Raising their shoes in the air and telling them to get out of Iraq.
Yeah, and there's still a lot of protests going on right now as a result of that. They said that the gentleman, he had been brought to court and apparently he had been beaten about the face.
Yeah, I didn't hear
that. That's the latest report this morning when I was listening to the news on different places.
And he's facing 7 years?
They don't know what the charges are, no. How many years? I don't think that's been determined yet.
You know, the thing with Obama...
They're talking about the issue. They want to try to get him a pardon from the Iraqi prime minister.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, I don't want anyone throwing shoes at me, but I just... That's just... But anyways, with Obama, I mean, people just think that, you know, that when... At January 21st, that the trains are going to run on time.
It's going to be magical, and all of a sudden everything's going to be
on. No one will ever be lonely again. And
well, I got news for you.
And people are going to say to us, they're going to go, you know, just give them a chance.
Well, they need to give President Obama a chance. Now it's an official that he's officially the president now. The Electoral College is, cast.
Oh, that really makes it official.
Yeah.
Who knows what college is about? But that's what I'm saying is that, he was very clear about his stance on Pakistan and Afghanistan. Right now we're sending 20,000 Marines over to Afghanistan, and again Obama and the Empire S's think that that is the Emperor's. They think that, that's necessary to get bin Laden and to get all the terrorists. And 20,000 Marines, so we're shifting everything from Iraq to Afghanistan.
Speaking of things domestically, you know, talking about the economy and things like that, have you seen those some of the videos that and pictures that Sister Annette Harrell has sent out? She's talks about slavery in the 20th century here in the United States, and she also has been showing some sending out pictures of folks living in Mississippi. You know, even before Katrina, people were living in Mississippi in substandard conditions and housing and things like that, and basically like shacks with no running water, no good toilet system or anything like that. Yeah, you can go straight.
Well, that's where I'm heading to in February. They're asking media people from underground pirate radio stations.
Well, I need to hook you up with her then.
Good. To NBC to come down to Mississippi, around Waveland, Mississippi, about an hour and a half from New Orleans, to document the eviction of thousands of people from their Katrina FEMA trailers.
Yeah.
So where would we find
that's
her stuff?
That's the actual ground zero.
Yes, that's the act. Yeah, the New Orleans just got grazed. Imagine if
well, that's where Katrina first hit land.
Yep.
And that's, you know, and I talk about that many times, and if you talk to, like, Malik Rahim and many other folks down there in Louisiana and Mississippi and, you know, Arkansas and places like that, they will tell you that some of these other states have been hit much, much worse than the immediate, you know, New Orleans area.
Yeah, see, it's not, they don't, it's not sexy. It doesn't have a Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
it doesn't have Mardi Gras. And so they get all the money, but still they didn't spend the money on anybody. I just, you know, Brad Pitt was being interviewed, and he said that, they said, well, how many houses have you got done? And he just looked at his shoes. And, oh, there's that shoe thing again. He looked at his shoes, and he just said six, and he hopes to have 100 done by next year. But it takes a lot of money, and all that money that was wasted.
You know, the thing that Brad Pitt's going through, you look at construction costs and the cost of building materials and things like that right now, you know, which is going to be like, was this going to be escalating, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Escalating the cost of building materials.
Like, changes week to week.
Yeah, to put these buildings up. So, you know, we're looking at that as well.
So who's that? Sister who?
Sister Annette Harrell.
How do you spell the last name?
H-A-R-R-E-L-L, I believe.
So you look that up and you can find her stuff?
Yeah.
She has a website?
Yeah, she talks about slavery in the 20th century. Because, you know, the slavery has existed in the United States up until the 70s. You know, for sure. In many different places. Make a left.
Yeah, throughout Europe they outlawed, you know, the making of human beings, you know, the cloning of human beings, because then they could be used as slaves. And the only one who did not outlaw that was the good old USA.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's been working on a lot of different things, like, for a number of years now. So people need to, like, check her out, some of the work she's doing. Wow, what are we going to do about this whole housing thing, man? I mean,
did you see that down at David Lawrence Convention Center?
Oh, on the foreclosure?
Yeah, people? See, in 82, 83, the feds moved in and stopped the foreclosures because they said, we got to give people a little bit of time to get their shit together, they're unemployed. And now, you know, nobody even remembers the feds doing that. And now everyone's like, oh, I'm going to live the American dream and get myself a house for really cheap at this foreclosure thing. And they, you know, they should stop that. Obama should stop that in January. Somebody should stop it now. But, you know, all these people have lost their homes because they didn't pay their mortgage payments for 3 months or more. And that's the type of thing that should be frozen so people could reorganize and not lose their homes. But well, the way the news covered it, it was like, you know, it's bargain city.
Well, as unemployment increases, and it is increasing, not only is it increasing, the unemployment funds for different states are starting to dry up, you know. So as that increases and those funds start to dry up, that means it's going to really get tighter. That means more people are going to be losing their homes. And, you know, and the ironic thing about it is that they lowered the interest rate, the prime interest rate, you know, the banks, for, you know, to lend money, you know. But what do you have to do to get a loan now? You have to have, like, perfect credit.
Oh, yeah, and you have to... To get a loan, you have to have perfect credit, and you have to show, ready for this, consistent income.
Uh-huh.
So
does that make sense, or what?
I can't even get an ATM card.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
So it doesn't make any sense at all, and it's the exact opposite of the 70s, when they were trying to make houses available to people through different programs, and... It was against the law to do things like shut off people's utilities in the winter.
So that all ties in because as we are talking about this, we're riding through Homewood, which is prime real estate. There's a lot of low-income folks here in Homewood, a lot of people struggling to like make ends meet with like utility bills and things like that. But also, it's like prime real estate for folks, and it has been for like for a long, long time.
People love a bargain. Remember the WPA programs?
Yeah.
The work projects programs during the Depression? They had the prisoners living in tents, mm-hmm. and they built Lewisburg Penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, labor was so cheap during the Depression. Just so cheap. And that's what's going on now, is that everybody was talking last night about these foreclosures at David Lawrence. We should have been there protesting that, but talking about how what kind of bargain they're getting for all these houses under $10,000 that were worth much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't help the economy. That just helps, you know, speculators make more money.
So I guess the suggestion to people, if you have property, you need to hang on to it. You need to hang on to it and don't give it up.
Yeah, well, Obama never talked about poor folk, man. It's just, you know, poor folk, if they had $600, it would change the course of their lives. They're not going to have the equity or the financial stability to go out and take a loan and buy a house. That's never happened. And when they tried to do that back in the 60s and 70s, all the people from the suburbs moved in because they wanted to buy these houses. And like our house cost $9,000 in 1980.
Uh-huh.
The year before, $500.
Okay.
And this guy came and he bought the whole block and flipped them for $9,000 to $10,000. And so that's what people have to talk about.
So now how much is the houses worth around where you live at now?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. They're worth a lot of money, but still, what people find out, what the yuppies find out, is they buy a house, and then all of a sudden the wife says to the husband, you know, did the Pirates win? Listen to the fireworks. He goes, no, there's no Pirates game. And so they like...
Those are the gunshots.
So they buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, you show houses, real estate in broad daylight. You buy the house, and then on the weekend, there's all these shootings and stuff like that, and people move out. So Manchester is still Manchester. You know, they really divided up the community with all this urban redevelopment, gave all the radical matriarchy houses to shut them up. But, you know, again, it's...
Yeah, that was back in the 60s.
Yep, 60s and 70s. And the house next door to us went for $250,000, and they had to dump it for 30. Five-unit apartment complex. They had to dump it for 30 because they couldn't get rid of it because of all the gunfire in our neighborhood.
Make a left here.
And
park behind that
and
car over there.
So people next door to us are paying $550 just for rent, not including utilities, to live in a little plywood house.
Yeah, so we're going to go over there. That's Louise's.
Okay, what street is this?
This is Brushton.
And Brushton is off of Penn?
No. Brushton is between, this is like, that's Bennett Street, another block up is Frankstown, this is Kelly Street. And back of us is Hamilton Avenue. This is a great place to eat.
You know, I've been looking for this place. It's like the Bermuda Triangle. I keep on thinking it's this other place down the street that's been turned into a bar.
No.
Okay, well, we ain't going to record in there because I'll get all paranoid. So let's end with the fact that we're living in dangerous times. And what do we do with danger?
We dance.
We laugh in its face.
Oh, okay.